Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Wednesday, October 16th, 2013, and today we are discussing the United States' relationship with Asia, especially China, in light of the U.S.'s announced pivot to Asia. The United States enjoys borders with both the Atlantic and the Pacific Oceans, and the Pacific, for many years, has been home to the U.S.'s largest trading partners. The United States deploys more than 320,000 military personnel in the Pacific region, including 60% of its entire Navy. The U.S. has bases in Japan, the Philippines, South Korea, Malaysia, Thailand, the Marshall Islands, Guam, and Wake, among others. The 7th Fleet, with the supercarrier George Washington currently attached, routinely sails near the 12-mile limit off the Chinese coast. If you look at the list of bases I just mentioned and draw a line through them on a map, you can quickly see that they roughly encircle the eastern part of China, where the primary population of China lives. China says it will not tolerate encirclement, especially when the foreign forces are engaged in activities designed to probe Chinese defenses and devise ways to penetrate them. Could it be that China is trying to announce and implement its own version of the Monroe Doctrine? Remember, if you're old enough to remember and still had history class in school, that in 1823, President James Monroe put the European powers on notice that they were not welcome anywhere in Latin America, and if they meddled there, the U.S. would put a stop to it. There are many current disputes ongoing in the Pacific region, including disputes over fishing grounds, disputes over oil and gas fields, and territorial claims over disputed islands with many different nations. Which side is the U.S. on? Which position should we take? Which nation should we support? Well, it's easy to tell which side the U.S. is on and its future Pacific plans by looking at an article that appeared in Foreign Affairs magazine in November 2011. As you might know, Foreign Affairs is the publication of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the article was written by Hillary Clinton. Its title announces her vision for the U.S.'s future. It's called America's Pacific Century. The U.S. stands at a pivot point, Mrs. Clinton wrote, and that pivot will be toward Asia. She clearly differentiates herself and her vision for America from those of us who counsel non-intervention. I quote from her article, "With Iraq and Afghanistan still in transition and serious economic challenges in our own country, there are those on the American political scene who are calling for us not to reposition but to come home. They seek a downsizing of our foreign engagement in favor of our pressing domestic priorities. These impulses are understandable, but they are misguided. Those who say we can no longer afford to engage with the world have it exactly backward. We cannot afford not to. From opening new markets for American businesses to curbing nuclear proliferation to keeping the sea lanes free for commerce and navigation, our work abroad holds the key to our prosperity and security at home. For more than six decades, the United States has resisted the gravitational pull of these come-home debates and the implicit zero-sum logic of these arguments. We must do so again." She calls her strategy forward-deployed diplomacy. It has six key lines of action. Again, I quote from her article regarding these six key lines. "With this in mind, our work will proceed along six key lines of action: strengthening bilateral security alliances, deepening our working relationships with emerging powers, including China, engaging with regional multilateral institutions, expanding trade and investment, forging a broad-based military presence, and advancing democracy and human rights." She announced new alliances with Japan and South Korea to keep U.S. troops there and to expand joint action with those nations. She says that a thriving America is good for China, and a thriving China is good for America. But recently, in light of the U.S. debt ceiling debates, and in response to that crisis, China has urged the world to, quote, de-Americanize and to form a new order outside the U.S. dollar. So perhaps the Chinese have had enough of trying to thrive with the U.S. for a while. I could go on and on about Mrs. Clinton's vision for our future here in America, but time will not allow that. I just wonder what President James Monroe would think about what we are doing in China. Anyway, that's the way I see it, folks. Wednesday, October 16th, 2013. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.